Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, when you use promo code DNVR this week in the NFL playoffs, all you got to do is place a $5 NFL playoff bet. And when your team wins, you get $200 in free bets when they do with code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, how you doing? I like this hat.
We're doing well. Yeah, this was a little collaboration with Big League Chew. This was all the rage, and I want to say May.
Is that why it says grape on the side?
It says grape, and what Big League something on it? Yeah, ground ball grape, which is why the Rockies logo is actually scrunched up small.
I was going to say it's up so high, yeah.
That's it. This was pre-City Connect, and I said, well, I got to get my hands on a purple and green Rockies cap.
And little did we know. Actually,
I wasn't confident that we were going to get the green City Connects, but we did, thankfully.
This would go with the City Connect uniforms quite well. I would like this better than the other City Connect hat.
Yeah,
I could do without those.
This could float with that. Yeah, we've got some news to discuss from Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
A retirement in the works. Good news, bad news kind of situation.
Yeah.
To get into that. Rocky signed a couple more players to minor league deals. Some more of those dreams we have on general managers and managers for the Rockies going forward. Trevor Story, as well as, worse ways that you could spend your money on sports memorabilia. You'd probably be throwing it away. But you know what? If it's valuable to you, why not?
Yes, value is all subjective.
It is. On Tuesday, we did learn that Scott Oberg made it official on Instagram that after 11 years within the organization, he was calling it a quits. Blood clots, just too much of a health mm-hmm. scare. Daniel Allentuck from the Denver Gazette actually relayed a story that I hadn't heard the details of it, where the clotting was so bad that the trainer in March of 2021 wasn't even able to get a pulse out of his wrist.
That's scary.
That's scary.
That is really scary. So yeah, we knew that he's had this health issue going on for a while. So this doesn't really come as a surprise, but he's one of the good ones. So, we're going to wish him the best. And of course, hopefully we'll see him around because he has a part-time role with the organization now.
Yeah, special assistant to baseball operations, which could mean, a whole bunch of things as he kind of gets his feet wet. He did go back to college while he wasn't playing and was still the player representative for mm-hmm. the Rockies because he was on the 40-man roster,
mm-hmm.
also on the 60-day IL. Talked to him in March, obviously, after the lockout. He was integral, and so many of the young guys in particular were really appreciative of all the work that OB did for them, in particular fighting to increase that minimum wage, that the salary floor for those young players.
Mm-hmm.
So he was great at communicating with those guys. So I'm glad he'll still be around the organization, still see him in the ballpark.
Yeah.
As a now a Jersey guy. He lives in Jersey, yeah.
Because that's where his wife is from.
That's
She's a Philly adjacent girl.
Formerly Connecticut too, right? You went to UConn.
So yeah, he's a UConn guy. He was teammates with George Springer.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, so another one of those players, that perfect kind of crossover to our old worlds and our old versions of ourselves. His career is probably best remembered for his four outs in 2018 at Wrigley Field in extra innings,
mm-hmm.
four consecutive strikeouts against the Cubs. Got the win there. Had 18 wins, which is a lot as a reliever.
Yeah.
And in 2018, 2019, 2.35 ERA. In those 2 years combined, absolutely dominant. That that earned him a contract extension immediately thereafter. Unfortunately, he wasn't really able to fulfill the expectations again. None of his fault, no fault of his own.
Yes,
of course.
Oh my gosh, that 2018 wildcard game. I was on TV in Connecticut at that point. I remember talking about that on TV and just like making it about Connecticut. I was like, no, this is a Connecticut guy. This is a UConn guy. Let's talk about him. So even back before I worked covering the Rockies, I was like trying to cover the Rockies.
I wonder if you also mentioned, boy, if the Rockies make a run, I wonder if we could see Astros Rockies Springer v. Oberg. You might have maybe made that connection. I don't know.
I might have. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I've lived many lives since 2018.
This is true. Also in 2018, Trevor Story was, you know, shut down for a little under a week. Unfortunately, during a three-game series in Los Angeles, where he started the Monday game, then he got pulled out because of some elbow issues. The Rockies got swept in L.A. They ended up tying, had to play a game 163 in 2018.
What a year.
That injury was impactful with Trevor Story. And then finally now, some four-plus years later, he's already undergone surgery to repair, you know, some ligaments in his ulnar collateral ligament, his UCL. Sort of a Tommy John surgery light.
It's a mini Tommy John.
Mini TJ.
Yes.
Yeah. Lowercase T, lowercase J.
Yes.
Dot the perfect. J. Don't put a cross at the top. Yeah. So, yeah, last year we've talked about it on the show. You know, he didn't throw a ball to first base, which he doesn't necessarily need to. It's all about timing, over 80 miles an hour. But his overall, you know, the speed, the velocity at which he was throwing and playing infield had dropped 3 miles per hour over the course of the last 3 years that's been tracked by StatCast.
So, yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's So it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, 5 to 6 months he should be out for. We'll wait and see again. His recovery time will be a little bit quicker, seeing as though, of course, it wasn't the full Tommy John surgery. So, you know, maybe if Boston ends up making the postseason, a lot of people are picking them for last place in the AL East. So I don't.
I mean, there's a lot going on in the AL East, so that's actually pretty fair.
Yeah. I don't know who's playing shortstop. I mean, Kike Hernandez was even a name that was floated around. Not Trevor Story so much. I mean, I floated around a little bit going, maybe. Maybe, but no, the injury is too much.
You've also floated around Jose Iglesias.
I said that, and I stand by that one. That one's going to look good.
It sounds better and better every time. Yeah. It sounds better and better. Yeah, you get what I mean.
He was there in 2021.
He was there, so yeah. Old stomping grounds.
I think so. I think it's going to be Iggy. He's going to be there Boston. Two more left-handers are in the fold for the Rockies in 2023. One you know, one you don't. Ty Block.
Ty Block is back.
The little cat.
On a minor league deal.
A.K.A. the preacher.
Even littler cat.
A.K.A. the pride of Regis Jesuit High School. That one we made up. But yeah, 32-year-old, soft-tossing lefty. 44 innings pitched last year.
I always thought he was younger.
He does have a youngness about him.
He's got a youthful energy about him.
It's an innocence.
Oh,
it's kind of like this innocent.
He hasn't been broken yet.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
The organization hasn't. No, I'm just kidding.
And yet, for a second year in a row, he signed a minor league deal with the Rockies. So he's managing that his brokenness. We'll put it like that. But yeah. Did not walk a ton of guys. 5.7% of batters faced last year was what he walked, was fantastic. 43% ground ball rate. Another lefty. Kind of just a younger version of Ty Block. We'll see if he has that same youthfulness. Josh Rogers, 28 years old, also soft tossing, also a former Baltimore Oriole. And it got you thinking. When I saw Josh Rogers, there was a familiarness to it, and I go, I don't know this guy. I feel like I know him. I'm like, no, well, there's Trevor Rogers from the Marlins, different. And I go, wait a minute, Josh Rogers. You've got Josh Fuentes, Brendan Rogers. And now Josh Rogers.
It's just a combination. You know, he spells Rogers differently than Brenton does.
He spells it like the other Coloradan Rogers, Tyler and Taylor, the twins.
Oh my gosh.
This is spell check. Thankfully, it's a little bit intuitive. We had some other transactions that we didn't mention on Tuesday. Johnny Cueto signed with Miami, a nice little resurgent. 1 year deal. I think there's some options there for a second year. The Marlins are bursting at the seams with starting pitching. They will most assuredly trade one of their young guys, Edward Cabrera, to the Rockies. Probably not. Drew Smyly re-signs with the Cubs, 2 years, $19 million. And then from about 2 weeks ago, but it's worth talking about.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this one yet.
Well, I feel like we have everywhere but the podcast. Rich Hill signs a one-year deal with the Pirates for $8 million.
Still around, you know?
Still doing it.
A million years old.
Pretty close.
Older
to
than
it.
Dirt.
He is. Yeah, this is his 12th team, so he's two teams away from Edwin Jackson's record of 14. And he's never been with the Rockies yet.
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 I think he's still got some, he's got some juice left, of course.
So he's 43 this season. Mm-hmm. He's still got six more years until he pitches with the Rockies like Jamie Moyer did at age 49. So six more years. In 6 years, Susie, we'll be doing this show and we'll say, finally, Rich Hill.
Yes.
Is coming to Colorado for his now 17th team by that point.
Tiffany, save this clip for 6 years from now when a 50-year-old Rich Hill.
There's a lot of pinning of things that we say on this podcast that are important. That one will come to fruition.
It will happen.
Friday, tomorrow, it will come to fruition that we're going to have an amazing Mile High City Golden Ale party release. Yes. Breck Brew. The shirt, I mean the gear, the swag.
The shirt is so cool. I've had so many people reach out to me saying like, okay, how can I get one?
Yes.
I heard it's limited. I'm like, okay, I can hook you up.
Yeah. Can you though?
I think I can.
Oh, I don't. Are you going to hook up other people before yourself?
You know what? You always, it's like when you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask comes down, you help yourself before you help others.
You put on your Breck Brew Mile High City Golden Ale shirt before anyone else can, you know, just so that you can help them out.
I'm excited for Friday. Are we transitioning to an ad read right now?
It's fantastic. Yeah, well, we're here on the corner of Colfax and York, up in the studios at the DNVR bar, a place where you can get some delicious food, 15% off too, if you are a diehard, which is
such a good
the
deal.
Way to go. The diehard's only Discord. Blowing up all kinds of different chats, conversations, people dropping in stories, talking about music, talking about pro wrestling, so much pro wrestling, so much pro wrestling. Susie is every day is inching closer and closer. The sale by WWE to the Saudis, I mean, come on.
Wait, is that real?
Yes. See, you're getting into it. We're going to see Cristiano Ronaldo and a WWE crossover possibly. I'm telling you, we're discussing it in the diehard only.
Yeah, we'll talk. Discord. I'll join the conversation because that concerns me.
New shirt every year when you're a diehard, free one of those, 20% off at the DNVR locker. You're also getting 20% off all the tailgates, party bus, and 50% off all your food here, which is absolutely fantastic.
And I do want to say about Friday's party, it's going to be so lit. I've got my besties are all coming in. They're all going to come to the party. But of course, it'll be right after my Susie show at 5 o'clock that I record right here in the studio.
I love that.
Sometimes in front of a live studio audience.
Look, not only is your future bright, but our future here as a company is so bright that we got to wear shades. And not just any shades. Shady Rays.
This is the sponsorship I wanted for so long.
Kick off the new year with a new gear built to last. Yes, our friends at Shady Rays have got us covered from sun to the slopes. So, Kale. When he's on the slopes, he's going to be rocking Shady Rays from now on. They got the premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and so much more. And right now, you got a BOGO with our code. BOGO. Code DNVR is the way to go. Independent sunglass company that offers world-class products that's just as good as those expensive pairs we've been wearing and overpaying for 4 years. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. This is probably my favorite part. With anytime we're with a new partner, you go, all right, we got to do the thing, go through the motions, but do we really believe in this? Are we excited? And we are because what they've got an insane protection in all eyewear. Every pair of glasses is backed by lost and broken replacements.
Yeah, this is huge. Okay, so I am always losing sunglasses or I'm breaking them. I drop them, I step on them, I sit on them. Me, a slob, a mess, who would have thought? But I love that if you break or lose them, they will replace them. So it's an incredible
deal.
Brand
new pair too.
A brand new pair. I'm so excited. Like I said, I've been dying to get them as a sponsor so we can talk about them. Their sunglasses look amazing.
They do. They look great. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year to you. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR or visit them in store at the Park Meadows Mall for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. As we said, Mile High Golden Ale. The watch party on Friday is going to be popping off. Support Breckenridge Brewery, not just because they support us, but because they're a Colorado company using Colorado ingredients made with 100% renewable energy, and you can get that just about anywhere. So if you are, you know, you're just watching this from afar, go to breckbrew.com, use their Breck Brew locator so you can find out where you can get it near you, whether it's in Clearwater or it's in somewhere in North Kakalaki.
Beautiful. Yeah, is that a...
You're stunned.
I am
North
stunned.
North Kakalaki? Is that what they say there?
North Kakalaki?
I'm pretty sure. I have to ask my uncle. He lives in North Carolina.
No, the great thing, though, about Breck Brew is, like, you know that I'm, like, constantly all over the country, but I can find Breck Brew everywhere. I use that locator a lot.
So on Tuesday, we talked about some of the top general manager candidates.
We have a wish list. We have a wish list. This is, like, giving me a little bit of...
They were exciting. Of the I think, three that we mentioned, John Mozeliak, a Colorado guy, Boulder guy, born and raised through and through, St. Louis Cardinals, Dave Dombrowski, who's done it with every single organization, or just a nameless, faceless front office executive for the Tampa Bay Rays or the Houston Astros. Of those three, who seemed to be the most enticing just from that group? That you were like, bring that person in.
From that group, okay. I mean, I would say Dave Dombrowski, but, like, I would not, you know.
Any of them, right?
Any of them, honestly.
Yeah. No, I'm down with that. Another person who's a free agent, Andrew Friedman, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay, the Dodgers get stuff done.
Now, at first, when I saw Andrew Friedman, you go, well, yeah, he's running the Dodgers, great. And I kind of forgot how they were just really good before he showed up, and then they became otherworldly good. Like, he took them to a whole other level. Now, before he was with LA, he was with the Tampa Bay Rays. You love that pedigree.
Yes.
And everyone that he's worked with has gone on to do big things. So even at the end of his tenure, you know, one of his lieutenants, one of the assistant GMs, could probably step right in and do an amazing job. Eric Neander already has for Tampa Bay. James Click just won the World Series with Houston. He was a Tampa Bay guy. Chaim Bloom over in Boston. I don't think he's done a great job, but he's a smart
dude. He's done a job.
He comes from Tampa.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Farhan Zaidi came over from the Dodgers, running things over there with the Giants. Alex Anthopoulos, Atlanta's GM. So the GM tree for him is very, very strong. Still an incredibly young guy. Took Tampa to a World Series when they had never won more than 70 games in their first 10 seasons. Then took them to four consecutive postseasons in 6 years. We forget Tampa Bay were, gotta say it, cover the kids' ears, dog shit. They were so bad. And now you go, yeah, they've got a carousel. They've got a rotating door in their clubhouse. And you get it. You understand why. But they're still winning. And everywhere, you don't know their roster, but you're going, yep, they're going to the postseason. Put them in at least no worse than the second wild card in the American League. And I don't know. I'd be hard-pressed to name more than 10 guys right now on their roster. Andrew Friedman is a reason why they've been as good as they have been.
Yeah, I mean... Listen, yeah, the Tampa Bay, if you can, yeah, it's like a factory for. They're doing it right. They're doing it right.
And that factory system has carried over to LA.
Yeah.
Right? Like the way, again, doing everything really well. Talked a little bit yesterday with our guest, Kyle Glazer from Baseball America, about why the Dodgers specifically are able to do everything so well, at least on the farm side and the development side. So with the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman, two World Series appearances, one ring, but... Dig this, franchise record, 111 wins. Not bad for a franchise that's been around since 1884.
Yeah.
Hadn't won 111 until Andrew Friedman came along. Second most wins, 106. Also Andrew Friedman teams, 106 wins in 2019 and 2021. But what about the best winning percentage? Because, hey, in 1884, Patrick, they only played 104 games. That's okay. 717 winning percentage, also by Andrew Friedman's Dodgers in the pandemic shortened season in 2020.
That crazy 2020 season.
Dodgers teams of all time are from Andrew Friedman. That would be a nice free agent pickup.
That would be an incredible free agent pickup.
Do you know the name John Coppola?
I'm not sure.
Probably.
Oh, wait, no.
Well, you probably just recently heard about him. But you wouldn't have heard about him the previous 5 years because he did suffer a lifetime ban. That was...
Lifetime.
Quote unquote. That ended up being 5 years. You know, good behavior, I think. You know, he was working in the kitchen. He was in the mess hall. You know, he was sweeping up.
Not like a Pete Rose lifetime ban where he's just like constantly mouthing off about it.
Yes, his lifetime ban for John Coppola. He got his GED. He bettered himself. He found the Lord with his lifetime suspension here. But he got out again because of good behavior. Didn't get any fights. Didn't stick anyone with shivs, as you do.
Oh, we're
done.
My gosh.
We're done with this metaphor.
But yeah, a very aggressive metaphor. But yeah, the Atlanta GM who was suspended for banned.
Yeah. Doing some shenanigans.
Some shenanigans.
And it didn't really end up helping out Atlanta at all. It was an international free agent, international signing scandal. where they were basically, you know, signing guys for an incredibly low amount that were really talented players, mm-hmm. and then giving more money to guys who weren't as good, saying, hey, you give that money to this guy, that way we could work around things and get some have a really huge player pool. Mm-hmm. And again, it didn't benefit Atlanta at all. A lot of the work that Capolillo did is still seen on the Atlanta roster, drafting Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna Jr., mm-hmm. Everything from 2015 to 17. So he's back now. I don't think the Rockies would probably maybe want to associate with somebody like that. But again, the fact that his lifetime ban has been lifted, that's a little bit more promising. Like, okay, you know, smart guy, try to be creative, mm-hmm. try to think outside the box. Again, to some detriment, but he's a guy that, you know, was successful and did set up a nice little dynasty while he was in charge.
You know, he did. He set up some good stuff. He, you know, mm-hmm. set up some not so good stuff too.
Yeah.
But look at a guy who will do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
A little too much, but you know, yeah. I think he's probably learned his lesson. I would love for the Rockies to go for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where the Rockies, like, they just do so many things middle of the road so that, you know, they don't try to fly too high like Icarus. That sun melts his wax wings and you fall down to the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to have those peaks and valleys. So let's just stay right here. So John Capolillo, sorry, you've got too much baggage. Let's play it a little bit safer and hope that just driving down the middle of the road here.
So tired of playing it safe.
That's kind of how
so
it is.
So tired.
Yeah. Managerial candidates.
Oh,
how about
right.
Joe Madden?
No.
He's a free agent right now.
He is.
Bud Black still has one more year in 2023. But what about 2024? That's ultimately what we're talking about. He loves Colorado. He loves Boulder. He played summer collegiate ball with the Boulder Collegians.
Did he really? I did not know that.
He proposed to his wife in the parking lot of Baseline Liquors, Baldy Muschietti, a legendary baseball coach here in the area.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You know, every time that the Cubs would come to town, I would have to, you know, somewhere towards the end when the Cubs guys were done asking their Cubs questions, I'd ask a little bit about Boulder, and then a 20-minute conversation would break off. I was like, sorry Cubs guys. He loves it. He won't shut up
about it.
About
Boulder.
And I love talking
sweet.
To him about his time there and again, Baldy Muschietti and everything that was Boulder and how that was a place where, you know, he got an opportunity. So he loves Colorado. That absolutely would be a fit. Bud knows him pretty well. They were both coaches together in that 2002 Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, California baseball team, LTD.
The longest name in the history of baseball.
Whatever that full name was. But they were coaches together, so I'm sure that Buddy would give him the thumbs up on that. So mm-hmm. I could see someone like Joe Madden. And you know, the place where a lot of this came from, too, was, I did just have the thought during the offseason, but the Yankees, got to tip their cap to them. They brought in two big free agent front office guys, Brian Sabian, who was there in the late 80s, early 90s, actually was the guy that showed Brian Cashman the ropes and took mm-hmm. him out and said, hey, stick around. I know you want to go and maybe be a lawyer and do that thing. Stick around with the Yankees. And so he did a great job tutoring young guys all across the game. Obviously won 3 World Series with the Giants there in the early 2010s. And Omar Minaya, a guy who's had a lot of success mm-hmm. With the New York Mets. So now those are two heavyweights. Yankees already have their stuff together. But they brought those guys in to help, you know, continue with analytics, but communicating it better, bridge that gap so they can have the best of all these worlds. So the Yankees are kind of already doing the things mm-hmm. that we're talking about right now for 2024.
Yeah, they're doing this to, you know, they have it together, but they're adding these pieces to keep it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Athletic Greens is something that helps keep me together.
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
Seamless every time.
Well, look, it's rough. Like last night, I didn't get a ton of sleep. So I'm like, all right. You know, I was thrown off my game a little bit, didn't get my workout in, but once I had the Athletic Greens, mm-hmm. once they hit my lips, boom, sweet tasting without a ton of sugar. Like, that's the thing. I think there's like 1 gram of sugar, maybe less than 1 gram of sugar. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how nutritious this is. It's one scoop and it's 75 whole food source superfoods, high quality vitamins, minerals, nutrients, you name it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It will settle your stomach first thing in the morning, especially if you're someone who doesn't like to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a thing for a lot of folks. Have this, and then that will kind of kickstart some things, give you some clarity before that first cup of coffee. AG1, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than
that. Yeah, if you're not ready to eat, you know, you can get hydrated, get those nutrients in. It's such a great base for your day.
Yeah. And you can think about your bets on DraftKings Sportsbook with that kind of clarity, because the NFL playoff picture is locked and loaded. Eagles will not be winning this week. I just want to see Susie's reaction on that. Eagles are not going to win this week. You know that, right?
They're not. They can't. Okay. They can't win or lose this week.
So that's right.
You always catch me when I'm like not still, quite listening to your Adrian.
But still, Eagles will not be winning this week. We'll have to see if I say that next week too.
If you say it next week, it'll actually be a fist fight we here on problems. The set.
Yeah, it's wild card round action at DraftKings Sportsbook. They're hooking you up, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, to kick off the road to Super Bowl 57. All you got to do is place a $5 NFL bet this weekend. And when your team wins, you get $200 in free bets. But it doesn't end there, because they've got the no sweat bet.
Love a no sweat bet.
It's fantastic. So if your choice doesn't win, they're going to run it back, give you another shot, give you a free bet up to $10 for the NFL playoffs. So you've literally have nothing to lose. You're still going to win even when you lose. And then you can then win again after that and win and win and win. That's the way it goes with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download their app and use promo code DNVR. So new customers, you can bet a $5 bet on the NFL this weekend. You get $200 in free bets instantly when your team wins, only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
For what?
ABC details.
Thank you.
Okay. Our friends over at FOCO, our leading the leading manufacturer of sports entertainment merchandise, they've got you set up. I love all their Colorado gear. I love the bobbleheads.
Oh, they have such good Colorado gear. My personal favorite is that big blanket sweatshirt that I have.
I will run offset and grab it. It'll go with your wardrobe today, too.
It will absolutely not match.
It's very
it.
Warm.
I need to wear it on the show, because like sometimes it is cold on this set.
There would not be room for me on camera. Like you just stretch your arms out and you would be blocking everything.
It's such a presence.
It's
and it's
warm.
So warm. They have Broncos ones too. They have Rockies ones, but I know the Broncos guys, I think they were wearing them on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
For their last tailgate show.
It's the perfect time of year for that. And so I love their Colorado gear, but they've got all the teams.
They do have everything.
So you can use code DNVR and get 10% off all non-presale items with that promo code DNVR. But if you're buying a gift for someone somewhere else, you forgot for the holidays to buy something.
No, you don't have to tell us what team you're buying for.
Nope.
You don't have to tell us. We never have to find out. But you should use totally the code fine. And help us.
And again, if you want to celebrate late for the holidays, or if you want to celebrate National Bobblehead Day late, you can still do that. They've got the Joe Sakic bobblehead, Nikola Jokic back-to-back MVP. They've got you all set up there with the bobbles.
What says Valentine's Day better than a Jokic MVP bobblehead?
I love basketball. I love you. Here it is manifested in a yes man, just bobbing his head up and down.
Tiffany wanted a rhyme.
So we talked a couple weeks ago about Petco hosting the Holiday Bowl. And I was like, oh, all right, football game in a baseball stadium. That's weird. They used to always have it at Qualcomm. And I learned that, okay, they tore down Jack Murphy Stadium. Don't remember that. I think that happened during the pandemic. You know, home to the Padres forever. And the San Diego Chargers, RIP to the Chargers, RIP to Jack Murphy Stadium. But then I go, oh, wait a minute. What are they doing with the seats? What are they doing with all the memorabilia?
You got to sell the seats.
Got to sell the seats.
People will buy the seats.
You $500 for a pair of two. And you're like, all right, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that it costs. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, wait a minute. What about seats for Coors Field? Now, the stadium isn't that old whereby, they've needed that kind of renovation, something that extreme. Mm-hmm. But when they built the rooftop, that was all just upper deck. So they had to remove all of those seats. Many of them were green. One row of them were purple.
That's right. So there are purple row seats out there.
Seats are available on eBay right now. $1,500 for a pair, or $1,600 on the stadium shop. Mm-hmm. Way better deals overall on the stadium shop if you go there. But I think it's only there's only one on the eBay one that I saw for $1,500. But that's like, I mean, if you can get a green one from Coors Field, cool. But if you're going to shell out,
a purple row one is special.
You know what? Yeah, just go the extra mile.
And I guess the price is so high because there aren't a lot of those seats for sale out there, because this is still a stadium that we are very much using and will be using still for a long time.
100%. And like, yeah, when are you going to get an opportunity to get something like that? Because it's really only when like a stadium is torn down
yes.
that you'll be able to get seats.
So hopefully we don't have this anytime soon.
Oh no, definitely not, right?
Like hopefully not.
And I was looking around to try to find seats from like other ballparks. I couldn't find anything from the Kingdom in Seattle. Do they not care about history there? Do they just throw those seats out?
I guess not. Or maybe they were already all bought up. Or maybe they were incinerated.
Could be. They got a lot of, they've got some people with money. That's all. It's a big area of industry. Mm-hmm. If you own Boeing, you probably just, yeah, maybe you have an entire auditorium. You never know. There could be someone who's like a super fan that said, I want to buy all of the seats and, you know,
use rebuild the stadium.
Maybe there's like an elementary school somewhere where they've got like a little small stage and it's got all seats. That would actually be pretty badass.
Actually, you know what? If they had donated them instead of making money off of those, that would have been pretty cool.
We have to say, look, if you're not going to send this to Venezuela for our international trip, by the way, the Bulls beat, they're going to Paris, by the way, as is RG, who's getting another stamp for his
stamp for his passport.
But
RG be traveling.
If you can't get us to Venezuela, get us a pair of Coors Field seats. We'll do our shows from the cheap seats, we'll call it. Boom.
What if we...
Perfect.
That would be so cool. That would be such a great thing to have in this studio. Although these chairs that we have are actually pretty comfortable.
Pretty comfortable.
And I don't know if we'd be that comfortable sitting in purple row seats.
We'd be right next to each other talking too. We wouldn't be able to like look at each other because we're right next to each other, pushing each other's elbow off. Like, nope, it's an elbow day for me today.
Did you?
That would be tight.
Did you know that an Eagles fan stole a seat from US Bank Stadium after the Super Bowl?
Typical.
But you know, I've always been thinking about this because like there's no way you can get that on your flight, your regular flight. You can't fit that in your suitcase. You can't fit that as a carry-on. You can't bring that on a flight. It'll raise so many red flags. But I can think of there were a couple of tour groups of Eagle fan groups who had charter flights to Minnesota.
Oh wow.
So
sneaking on that bad boy.
I'm pretty sure like anything goes on those.
Wow, there you go.
Just
not smuggling drugs across country. Smuggling
seats from an Eagles Super Bowl win. So something to think about, you know, if you
there you go.
Just
you
go rip a purple row seat
it's not
out.
Not even like a historic stadium. It's just like
it was just a great
hey, they happen to play here. All right. There are actually some stadiums seats that I was surprised like how cheap they are that I'm like, I have no emotional connection necessarily with Milwaukee County Stadium, but for $250, it's a piece of baseball history, man.
Yeah, actually, that's a very reasonable price.
Tiger Stadium, mm-hmm. 300. The New Comiskey, 300. Fulton County Stadium, 300, which was the site of Hank Aaron beating mm-hmm. Babe Ruth's record. So like,
so
that's
those seats,
neat.
Those seats have seen history. How were they only $300?
The butts that were on the seats have seen history. Your butt could be in the same butt space as another butt,
you know,
that saw Hank Aaron. No, I'm agreeing
like
with
to
you.
Think, I like to think the seats follow Toy Story rules, and they Ooh. Also saw all that history.
This could be another spinoff project that we can get. We need an animator. If you know how to animate anything, we'd
D-Line,
love to get.
Can you animate
an animated
I
series
feel like
of stadium seats that are talking? And well, obviously, we'd have to have like the old wizened seat. Would have to be from Fenway.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's obvious. Old,
the
rickety,
tiny seat. Those seats are like this big.
Rickety. The paint's chipping on it and everything. Sure, the wild and wacky one obviously is the purple row seats that we've got in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just surprised by a lot of these. Wrigley Field. Now, these were from the 2015 removal, so they're not that historic, but you can still get Wrigley Field seats, a pair for like $700. Dodger Stadium, a gold seat with the Dodgers logo up to $700.
Hmm.
Shea Stadium is where it starts getting expensive. Again, it's New York.
I mean, yeah.
Those fans are crazy. $1,000.
Dang.
Yeah?
Dang.
Chase Field, I was shocked by this. $2,000.
Why?
What?
Why?
How? Who?
Who would buy this?
Which? When?
Okay, our friends at PHNX, please let us know who on earth would spend $2,000 on seats from Chase Field.
Whose? How?
Patrick is at a loss for words. This has actually never happened before. This is history.
Arg.
We could sell these seats.
This is wild. But the most expensive one, the top three, Polo mm-hmm. Grounds, $9,000.
Yes.
Again, that's a Cooperstown Hall of Fame museum type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I don't have that kind of money, but Fenway Park, $11,000.
That's fair.
That looked Oh, the one that I saw from, I think that was from Stadium Shop. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of sites that you could go. And Stadium Seat Depot is another one. Fenway Park, 11,000. And then Ebbets Field, 15,000. Ebbets. Again,
that's such history. That is history. This is like museum quality stuff right here.
It's history. Yeah.
That's fair.
Again, the butt, that's, okay, anyway. Look, if you want...
We're talking about butts. We've reached our quota for a butt talk today.
Yeah, we're done talking about butts here, but if you want to talk butts on Twitter, at DNVR underscore Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter for butt talk.
And do not ever talk to me about butts, but you can still find me at the Susie Hunter, not just on Twitter, but on all platforms.
Susie, we've got a lot of momentum going into tomorrow's Susie show at 5 p.m., but you know what they say about momentum.
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show, so it's going to be a good one tomorrow at 5 p.m. on YouTube on the DNVR Sports Channel.